Turning now to our reading of Pierre Joseph Proudhon's What is Property? We will one day get back directly to that as an ongoing consecutive series of his work. And we are in the middle of a long introjection inspired by Pierre Joseph, his very insightful comments on the economy led us to embark on this extended reverie. We're examining in what sense the economy is ideology used to anesthetize, especially those of us whose bodies are for the moment being kept well fed. An ideology used to freeze our hearts and steal our minds. And by steal our minds, I mean that our minds are forced to adopt the thoughts given us by the state that has command of us. But once we see with a new lens, the lens of freedom, see with the new thoughts that compose it, the state no longer owns us. The most recent New York Times, as I wrote these lines, contains two mutually reinforcing propaganda pieces on the economy. The New York Times of December 29, 2016, had a front page piece titled, China Built iPhone City with Billions in Perks for Apple's Partner Fox, which is Foxconn, by David Barboza, and a front business page piece on the quote-unquote paradox of economic growth called Trade-Offs Are Price of Faster Growth by Neil Irwin. And there was also an article the previous week that illustrates the management mindset, which we've been talking about, inherent in the concept of the economy, called What's Really Killing Jobs? It's Automation, Not China, by Claire Kane Miller in the New York Times of December 22nd, 2016. And we'll be throwing in another one for fun, titled Rage Against the Machine, Will Robots Take Your Job? By Elizabeth Colbert in the New Yorker magazine of December 19 and 26, 2016. And right from the get, let's acknowledge it, a key propaganda intent related to their key objective. Proudhon put it so well, feudal chaos, to scare us right back into that job market, i.e., even if it means fasting one day in five, referring to something we read of Proudhon last week. Because without hierarchy, without fear of being supplanted, which is base ideology of class, and without us anesthetized by the to-do list, the power guys got nothing. Find they're in the deep, so they need even the least able back in the job market, and they need immigrants. They've been pushing that message real hard of late, and that's each sector of the, because they're divvying us up again, only in more numerous segments of the world, because we are getting rowdy and we got the means to organize. Let's use it, please. They need immigrants to provide the food, spiritual and material, on which all else runs. And since I wrote, I'm trying so hard not to speed up, but this is what it feels like when you're in the crosshairs and you are a sitting duck. You start speeding up. Since I wrote those lines, there is one other article, more an idea, really, that was published in the New York Times of February 7, 2017, that we may want to note, titled, Is the Slogging Economy Blazing Growth Our Old Gauge Can't See? Growth Our Old Gauge Can't See, Looking for Economic Growth. That's by Patricia Cohen. The one idea being, ironically, given that we'll be arguing the opposite side of her point, that economic development measures don't see us and our supposed happiness. Let me explain. Drawing on and hopefully developing Proudhon's point that our skills and gifts naturally harmonize with each other, that there is a natural harmonization of gifts that occurs to life, free of coercion.